Exercise 5, page 113.
Although media covers numerous areas such as television, film, music, and even literature, we often think of the news and journalism, especially when we say the media. To many people, this term can have negative connotations. Images of gossip columns, trashy tabloid papers, and famous people being hounded by paparazzi can come to mind. Although there are some aspects of the media that can be negative, there are plenty of aspects of the press that aren't. Serious journalism, such as that which appears in broadsheet newspapers, for example, isn't just important, it's also essential. Freedom of the press is an important principle that is maintained and defended in the UK. And the law allows newspapers to investigate, report news openly, and criticise society and government without fear of censorship. Sadly, these are freedoms that aren't universally upheld across the world. In some countries, criticism of governments or political leaders is banned, and news content can be censored and strictly controlled. Even so, there are those in democracies such as Britain that question the extent of freedom of expression. They argue that there must be a point where a line is drawn and common decency is maintained. They feel that papers, especially tabloids, should behave responsibly, especially in cases where reckless journalism or photography can lead to tragedy, such as the case of Princess Diana, whose car crashed while being chased by a paparazzi photographer. Bearing this in mind, the activities of the press have come under increasing scrutiny in recent decades. The impact of the media on mental health is also a growing concern, and there are numerous laws that protect individuals from libel and false claims and accusations. The spread of social media has also taken the issue to a new level and in new directions. Trolling or harassing people online has become a serious problem and is now even a criminal offence in Britain. The fact remains, however, that despite the challenges it presents us, media in its many forms plays a huge role in our lives. It's something that expresses who we are, celebrates our culture, stands for truth and accountability, and shows the very best and worst of our society. Media is something that will never go away. The only question is, how will we use it?